The National Health Fund, NHF, has doubled the subsidy on pharmaceuticals for beneficiaries 0 to 18 years under its CARD program. The increase, which came into effect September 1, will benefit almost 11,000 children currently enrolled on the program. The NHF is expected to spend $70 million per year to increase the average subsidy to 80%, up from an average of 40%. Chairman of the NHF, Christopher Zaka, says the impact of the increased subsidy is significant, as it will reduce the out-of-pocket expense of thousands of parents and assist in broadening access to vital medicines.
And I think the reason we did that is that children can't work to earn to pay for their drug illness, which they have no responsibility for. They have been, you know, they're born with or have developed chronic illnesses. And some families that we have found on our program have more than one child with a chronic illness. So it is a huge burden for families. And we felt that it was important that we increase the benefit to children. And we have done so.
Persons interested in enrolling on the NHF CARD program can access application forms from the NHF head office, their doctors, hospitals, health clinics, or pharmacies. Mr. Zaka says the process to get the card is hassle-free.
To become a member, you have to have a chronic illness, which falls into one of the categories of illnesses we have, which are numerous, but they include asthma, diabetes, epilepsy, etc. And we provide subsidies to people who have these chronic illnesses and have been certified by a doctor that they have these illnesses and thereby are on the program and have the card.
Parent Richard Kelly says he will be using his NHF card more regularly in light of the new subsidy increase.
That sounds good, you know. I mean, if it means increased benefits, then, you know, that's a good gesture.
Every person living in Jamaica diagnosed with any of the 16 chronic illnesses covered by the NHF is eligible for coverage. There is no age limit. The young and old can benefit under the program. Application forms should be taken to personal doctors to certify the illness you have and to sign the card. Sections of the form, name, address, date of birth, gender and taxpayer registration number TRN should be filled out by the applicant. Everyone, including children applying for the card, must have a TRN, which can be obtained from Tax Administration Jamaica. An adult or legal guardian must sign the application form of children under the age of 18 years. Once the form is completed and submitted to the head office, the card can be picked up on the same day. If the application is mailed, then you will also receive your NHF card by mail. Once received, the card can be used at any participating pharmacy and can be combined with private health insurance, as the NHF card is the primary provider. Meanwhile, Mr. Zaka adds that by the end of the year, a pilot program will be rolled out to enable persons to access drugs prescribed at public hospitals free of cost at private pharmacies. Mr. Zaka says the aim is to reduce the wait time at both pharmacies and hospitals for persons to fill their prescriptions.
The Jamaican citizen right now has to go to an NHF pharmacy, a drug serve pharmacy, to get that prescription filled free of cost. Once that prescription is signed by a doctor within a hospital that is publicly run or a clinic. And what has happened over the years is the demand is how many? It's a million prescriptions. We do about a million prescriptions a year of outpatients, and it takes a long time because we just don't have the resources to have, you know, 40 or 50 pharmacies where you can go and get these prescriptions filled.
Chairman of the National Health Fund, NHF, Christopher Zaka. The National Health Fund was established in 2003 to provide financial support to the national healthcare system to improve its effectiveness and health of the Jamaican population through two categories of benefits, individual and institutional. For further information, you may call the NHF at 1-888-NHF-CARE or 1-888-643-2273. Or you may visit their website at nhf.org.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.